Good day to everyone. Hello. How are you today? How are you feeling? How are you being? How's it going inside that mind of yours today? Is it busy? Is it relaxed? Is it still? Is it moving fast? Have you checked in with yourself today? This is your grand opportunity to do just that. I'd like us to begin by taking some deep, slow and cleansing breaths, starting right now. On your first breath, please take it in through your nose and out through your mouth, and on the out breath, please make a sound. We're going to do two more. Once more. Thank you so much. Now just taking a moment and doing that check-in. Where are you at? Are you feeling calm and relaxed? Is your mind still? Perhaps you're feeling agitated and stressed. Your mind is moving quickly. Wherever you're at, just be really real right now and just take inventory of what's going on with you. Now, if you're one of the ones out there listening to this audio and supportive practice for assistance in your life, bless you for joining me. If in this moment you did discover that you have some energy coming up that is stressful and your mind is definitely not still, I'd like for you just to notice what thoughts are coming through your mind. Be the observer right now of your thoughts. Is it just a bunch of different thoughts all cluttered together? Or is there one prominent thought that's coming forward? Perhaps you have a fear coming forward, an anxiety about work coming forward. Maybe you're feeling stress about a relationship you're in, a family member or a beloved. What's the primary thought? That's what I'd like you to get to right now. And if you're also feeling relaxed right now, if you're feeling in the relaxed state of being, then you also can just check in with your body and your spirit right now and just see if there's anything remaining within you that's coming up that you're feeling that might be unsettling in some way. And if there's nothing, brilliant, just let it be. So what is that primary thought or primary fear? What is it? So perhaps it's, I fear the loss of this relationship. I'm afraid I'll never have the money I want. I'd like you just to hold that in your mind right now. And here in a moment, we're going to work with it. In the meantime, I am going to talk to you about how our thoughts, our feelings, and our actions truly are creating our life. Did you know that everything in this world is made up of energy? Our thoughts create the energy, our emotions amplify it, and our actions put the energy into motion. And this is consistently happening every moment of the day. Your energy is affecting everyone else's energy, and their energy is affecting your energy, and they're affecting the energy of this planet. How important is to really recognize this and see that your energy and how you manage it is extremely important. It is beyond important. It's life-changing to start to manage it correctly. We are meant to be masters of our own energy and our minds. And so often this is not the case. And we wonder why we feel anxiety or stress, right? This is because we're not managing our emotions. We're not managing our feelings. We're not managing our energy. We're not managing our life. We're letting life kind of happen to us. Well, the truth is, it doesn't work. Letting life happen to you just does not work. You're setting yourself up for a roller coaster. Has anyone been on a roller coaster out there a few times in this life? That is literally the primary reason why I started to do spiritual healing work with myself. I was definitely someone who was on the roller coaster, up and down, extreme highs and extreme lows. Talking about now the pattern of extreme. Now, the pattern of extreme is very common on the planet.
And it's one of the ways that energy is getting thrown around out there. It's an important pattern to really identify and see if you might have it going on. I know I've had it going on in this life before, sometimes. And then on the other side of it is greater than, and sometimes include deep sadness, extreme joy. And there's no middle. There's no just ease and peace. It's just super sad or really joyful. And there's no middle ground. And that actually was quite a bit of what I was doing a lot of. Or there's only success and then just full-on failure. There's no just middle ground of the journey getting there or the destination being a part of a process. It's just simply failure or success. And if I don't get there and I don't do it the way that I envisioned, then I'm just a failure. So those are extremes. That's a pattern of extremes. And we all have these lower vibrational limiting patterns that we're working with, and everyone has a different type of pattern or patterns that they're working with currently. And the experience of working with this audio today, I'm not going to be going through a lot of different patterns. I choose to today accentuate the pattern of extreme. I want you just to take a look at your life right now. And then also take into consideration that energy that came forward right now before. That was one of the prominent thoughts or energies that came forward. Maybe it was stress related and a fear came forward. Whatever it was, I would like you to bring it up into your consciousness right now. Excellent. And just check and see if that actual energy, that prominent energy that came forward, is related to a pattern of extreme that's going on in your life. Perhaps it's all or nothing. Perhaps you had a fear that you're not going to be making money in this world at any point soon the way you want to. And on the other side of that, it is, you know, one day I'll be extremely wealthy and I'll have everything I want. So it's like there's no middle ground. It's not like one day I'll be at ease and at peace with a comfortable lifestyle. It's just one or the other. So I just want you to see if that energy had an extreme connected to it. Check with that right now. Excellent. Thank you. Do you see the extreme? Do you have a pattern of extreme going on in your life? Can you just be really honest with yourself about that if that's true? It's very powerful to be honest with ourselves, because here's the thing, we cannot change or transform anything that we choose not to see that's going on inside of us. Healing work is an inside job. So I'd like to take that pattern of extreme related to the energy that you brought forward and just bring it to the top of what's called the transcovery process, a beautiful processing method. It'll just take us a few minutes here. So whatever your energy is, I fear, and if I don't have that, then I'll do what? Something like that. Or perhaps you're coming up with a general statement. I don't feel worthy. And unless I do what? Maybe look a certain way or act a certain way. If I don't do that, then I'm worthless or I will be a failure. That's an extreme way of thinking. So whatever your energy is that you're working with right now, bring it to the top of the transcovery and I will guide you through it. Take a deep breath, please. We are working now within the subconscious. The ego is a safety-seeking, control-seeking mechanism. Very needy mechanism. Lots of neediness going on. So if there was a need, a pushing resistant energy, which is a need, this type of energy, connected to this lower vibrational limiting pattern that you brought forward, as well as a statement that you brought forward, what might that be? What needs coming forward? Maybe it's the need for safety, need to do it right, the need for love. This is a pushing energy. It's not the genuine deserving of this authentic need. It's a neediness. What is that? Good. And can you let go of needing that right now, whatever you brought forward? Can you just let it go? If you're feeling resistance to letting it go, that can happen. If it's in there kind of strongly inside your body, it's been there for a while. It can take times of various layers to release this sometimes. It's the process of beginning the journey of letting it go. Can you do that? Good. If there was a deeper driving need beyond this need, what might that be? Need for love, need for peace. What is it? Could you let go of needing that need in your life right now? Can you let it go? Good. And no matter what you did, no matter how you tried, you couldn't get that need met. How might that make you feel? So whatever that feeling is, can you just feel that feeling in your body right now? Just bring it up into your body. Allow yourself to feel it. Good. And if that feeling had a voice and it wanted to speak out loud, because it does have a voice, give it a voice. Let it speak. What does it want to say? Perhaps it's saying, I'm feeling stuck, or I'm feeling scared, or I want help. What does that feeling say? Excellent. If there's something that you could give to that feeling right now to help it, what might that be? What could you give to that feeling? Love, compassion, reassurance. Whatever your answer is, could you give that to that feeling right now? Perhaps just love it up. Reassure it everything's going to be okay. Whatever it needs, give it to it. Right now. And now, if there was a truth that you could speak out loud right now, a very beneficial higher truth, what might that be to kind of wrap up all that you just shared up in the loving? What's the truth? Maybe the truth is, I am worthy. I was born worthy. The truth is, there's nothing to fear. All fears are coming from the subconscious, out of the ego. I am safe. I am okay. Everything's okay. Whatever it is, speak your truth out loud. Now, can you relax into that truth? Yes. Can you embrace that truth? Can you surrender to that truth? Good. And if there was someone that you needed to be loved by right now, again, this is that needy energy. You really need their love. Who might that be? And if no matter what you did, no matter how you tried, you couldn't get their love, how might that make you feel? Can you allow yourself to feel that right now, bringing it up into your body? Just feel it. And if that feeling needed to speak out loud right now and wanted to say anything it wanted to say, what does it want to say? Good. And now, can you just give yourself and that feeling whatever it needs to help it? Maybe it needs love again, or reassurance, or compassion,
Can you give it that? Whatever it's seeking to help it. Good. Now, could you just give yourself some love and acceptance for just the way you are? Can you give yourself some more love and acceptance for just the way you are? Good, very brave. Please take your right hand and tap on your right collarbone very gently, repeating after me. I love and accept myself fully and completely just the way I am. I love and accept myself fully and completely just the way I am. I love and accept myself fully and completely just the way I am. I love and accept myself fully and completely just the way I am. Take a deep and slow breath and relax your right hand. And on the out breath, make a sound. Returning to a normal breath. Thank you so much for joining me on this audio. Going forward in life, I highly encourage you to continue to listen to this audio, especially if you're noticing any patterns going on as far as a pattern of extreme thinking. There's so much extreme thinking out there in the world right now, and now you might start to notice it a little bit more. And whatever that is that you might come up with as far as energy that's connected to it, whatever that statement is, you know, I have to have love or I'm going to die or whatever it is. That's an extreme way of thinking, right? Bring it right to the top of the transcovery, okay? Because there's going to be some neediness connected to that. Maybe it's the need for safety, need for protection. Bring it through the transcovery. This processing method is profound. I've been using it for years. It's developed by a really beautiful teacher that in my life, and it's life-changing, and it just goes deeper and deeper. Okay? Thank you so much, and blessings to you all. Have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your day. Okay, bye-bye.